This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when people are pondering the future of right-wing talk radio. Why? Well, there's going to be a change of administration. Of course, they should look at history and some of the best times for this medium of communication have been under presidents like Clinton and Obama. War, John Kennedy. No, really, the right-wing talk radio didn't just start with Rush Limbaugh. Though, of course, in its modern form, it absolutely did, and Rush deserves all the credit in the world for creating this great medium, which I am privileged to be part of. But there is a new book, which I have not read, but I've heard about it, and I was so excited to get the author on the air that I wanted to do it. It's called The Radio Right. The subtitle is How a Band of Broadcasters Took on the Federal Government and Built the Modern Conservative Movement. Paul Matsko is an academic. He's taught at Penn State and at Princeton. He is a scholar at the libertarian-minded Cato Institute. Paul, congratulations on the book, and I can't wait to read it. When you talk about the beginnings with this band of broadcasters, who are some of the names that you're talking about, and what did the government do to try to shut them down?
Great question. Yeah, Michael, it's a pleasure to be with you. So the biggest names in the 1960s were people like Carl McIntyre, Billy James Hargis, Clarence Mannion, Dan Smoot. You might be a little bit young, but folks who were, you know, coming up in the early 1960s might remember hearing those guys on the radio. They had audiences of as large as 20 million weekly listeners. So for sake of comparison, that's as many people as Rush Limbaugh had at the height of his program in the 2000s. So a very large listener base across the entire country, and it kind of happened overnight. It started in the late 1950s.
Now wait, let me get something straight here for a moment, because sure. When you talk about this listener base, would that be this whole group of broadcasters combined, or any one of them, like a Billy James Hargis?
Hargis was number two or three, so he might have been more in the teens. But Carl McIntyre, he was the number one host. He was the Rush Limbaugh of the early 60s, if you will. He had a listening audience himself of 20 million a week.
By the way, is when we had half the population do now.
Absolutely, yeah. So on a per capita basis, that's much larger than talk radio today.
Okay, so Carl Mannion, as I remember it, he was primarily a religious broadcaster, wasn't he?
Yeah, so there was a lot of religion that showed up in this wave of talk radio. Carl McIntyre was a Presbyterian fundamentalist minister in New Jersey. Clarence Mannion was a Catholic dean at Notre Dame Law School in Indiana. Billy James Hargis was Christian churches. So there were lots of much more overtly religious or even clergy then compared to now. And most of our talk radio hosts are not ordained today. So there is a difference there. But that said, if you had listened to talk radio in the 1960s, you know, if you switch out some of the references to particular politicians, update some of the issues a bit, it would sound very similar to turning on AM talk radio or satellite radio today.
Wow. Okay. What I had been totally unaware of, and I was stunned to read about it, and it's one of the reasons I think your book is so important, is that John Kennedy, we tend to remember fondly as a president of the United States. There are even a bunch of conservatives who think about he was a strong cold warrior and he was in favor of tax cuts. But when it came to civil liberties, when it came to tolerating freedom of speech or freedom of media, the record of the Kennedy brothers, not so great, right?
That's right, yeah. You know, JFK, the best thing that could have happened to his legacy was his assassination. He was not particularly popular with the right or the left during his administration. And he, you know, this is in part because he was, how should I put it? The difference between Kennedy and Richard Nixon when it comes to the abuse of executive power is that Nixon got caught. Kennedy did everything Nixon did and more, and just got away with it. So just extreme abuses of his power as president. The ones I focus on in my book are his use of the Federal Communications Commission and the Internal Revenue Service to shut down his critics on right-wing radio. Really, if you want to talk about vast government conspiracies, we actually have documents and audio tape from the Oval Office detailing this government conspiracy masterminded by the Kennedy brothers and by their allies in the labor union movement, Walter and Victor Reuther at the United Auto Workers, to suppress dissent, to suppress criticism of his administration. And it was fantastically successful. I call it the most successful episode of government censorship of the last half century that you've probably never heard of.
Okay, and now I know all about the bad old fairness doctrine, which basically President Reagan got rid of in 1987. But the fairness doctrine basically determined that if you had a radio station and you had a conservative host on for an hour, you had to have then a liberal host on for an hour, or vice versa. That you had to, quote, balance the viewpoints that you were broadcasting. But what you're talking about is much, much worse. It's even more limiting. What was this Reuther memorandum that you write about in your book, The Radio Right?
Yeah, so the Reuthers were tasked by Robert Kennedy. So, you know, Kennedy's Robert is the attorney general to his brother. It's actually because of that kind of familial nepotism that we got the rules that the Trump administration broke by giving, you know, positions to Jared Kushner. That's a kind of an aside. But Robert Kennedy tasked the Reuthers with coming up with a reelection strategy. It had been a really close election in 1960. It was one of the closest elections up until that point for a generation. It would not be until 2000 and then 2016 that you got elections that were decided by so few states. And so it was a very close election. Kennedy was paranoid that he would lose re-election in 1964. Robert, his brother, tasks the Reuthers with coming up with a plan of action. And that plan detailed, and it exists, it's in the archives, detailed a variety of steps. And again, the most significant of two were a selective use of the Fairness Doctrine. So now the Fairness Doctrine, in theory, was supposed to be equitable. So if there was unbalanced right-wing expression, speech, it should be balanced by left-wing speech and vice versa. But what the Kennedys realized and the Reuthers realized was that you could selectively enforce that and only apply it to your political opponents. And by so doing, make it the complete opposite of fair. So it was the selective enforcement of the Fairness Doctrine only against conservative broadcasters, only against conservative radio speech, that made it such a powerful tool for suppressing, you know, dissent against the Kennedy administration. The other component of that was the IRS. The commissioner of the IRS at the time was Robert Kennedy's old law school, one of his old law school professors, and they said, look, we want you to just audit the heck out of right-wing radio shows. They are all mostly filed as 501c3s. So they're tax exempt. Donations to them are tax exempt. Challenge that tax exemption. Just go over their records with a fine-tooth comb and see if you can get their tax exemption repealed. That will dry up the flow of funds.
Paul, we need to take a break. Can you hang on? Because I have a very important question. So why radio? In other words, TV was in existence in the 60s. Why was radio, and has always been, sort of the haven for a conservative alternative? We'll be right back with the author of The Radio Right, Paul Masco, coming up.
Kudos for having the best show on radio.
The Michael Medved Show.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where ClearPlay comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because ClearPlay loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Recently released book with a utterly really fascinating subject and a completely gripping title. The title is The Radio Right. The subtitle, How a Band of Broadcasters Took on the Federal Government and Built the Modern Conservative Movement. The author is Paul Matsko, who is a fellow at the Cato Institute and has Dr. Matsko, who's taught at Penn State University. He's been an adjunct professor at Princeton and somebody who writes from a libertarian perspective, which would not approve of what he's just been describing, which was efforts by the Kennedy and then even more aggressively by the Lyndon Johnson administration to shut down critics on what was considered at the time to be the far right. Okay, let me ask you this, because in the 1960s, we all know that by the 60s, Walter Cronkite was a dominant figure. Huntley and Brinkley, dominant figures. They broadcast the news. Howard K. Smith was another one. Edward R. Murrow, of course, back in the 50s. All of these great TV figures, TV journalists, may have been fine journalists, but they were all of a liberal perspective. How did it happen that radio and not television was the place where conservatives managed to broadcast their messages?
Good question. So, you know, in the 1930s and 40s, the mainstream media of the time is radio. It's the big radio networks. You know, before CBS was known for its television, it was a radio network. And so the kind of liberal mainstream media at the time was dominant on the radio, radio waves. So some 95% of radio stations by 1945 belonged, was an affiliate to one of the big networks. But they saw the future. The future was television in their minds. That's where they poured all their capital budgets. That's where all the advertising dollars was heading. And so they started getting out of radio. But radio, the number of radio stations continued to expand. So radio went independent. And so rather than big, relatively well-off network-affiliated radio stations, you now had small, financially struggling, you know, like local car salesman, you know, the car lot owner has a radio station where he advertises his wares. He's looking for cheap programming, and that provides an opportunity for this this band of right-wing radio broadcasters who never would have gotten a sniff on network radio back in the 1930s and 40s, they now can build these truly national kind of loose syndicated networks of stations that will air their shows. So ironically, it's the fact that there is a new, more popular medium, mass media form, that allows radio to get weirder, get more diverse, have more a broader range of points of opinion.
Okay, so again, you have these flourishing shows, as you said, led by Carl McIntyre and others. You're not saying that you necessarily endorse the content of their shows, but what you're saying is that it's appalling to think that there was, at the highest reaches of government, a real effort to shut these guys down. Was that an effort largely successful?
Yes, I mean, very, very successful. As I've said, it's one of the most successful censorship campaigns in American history. And so that's why we don't remember these people. It's not because they were unimportant. We, you know, Carl McIntyre's name, Billy James Hargis's name is mostly forgotten by people today. But that's because they were suppressed. They were, they were muted by the Kennedy administration and Johnson administration. And so right-wing radio had to be rebuilt once the Fairness Doctrine was repealed in the late 1970s and 1980s. So they've gone down the memory hole, but they were hugely important in the politics of the time and received that ultimate backhanded compliment. I mean, the Kennedy administration was willing to go to extreme and illegal measures to shut them down, which is, the ultimate backhanded compliment.
Okay, let me go back just a little bit, because there is one figure on radio who I think was even more dominant than any of the ones you're talking about from the 50s and 60s, And that was back in the 1930s with Father Coughlin out of Royal Oak, Michigan.
Yep.
And he broadcast from the Shrine of the Little Flower. I actually had the great privilege of sitting in the same seat that Father Coughlin once sat in and broadcasting my show from the Shrine of the Little Flower. Yeah, which was touching a bit of history. But Father Coughlin had this huge audience, right, in the 30s? And he was basically, he wasn't pro-Hitler, but he didn't want America standing up against Hitler, and certainly the anti-Semitism was a major feature of his shows. Was there any connection between the band of broadcasters you're talking about and the heritage of the late Father Coughlin?
No direct connection. And I will note this about Coughlin. I mean, you're right, hugely important in 1930s politics, a big player in anti-New Deal politics, is that he, as successful and popular as he was, he owned, you know, a single radio station and had some kind of syndication deals with a few others. But it was nothing quite like what was created in the 1960s and what we're familiar with today. The idea that basically anyone, anywhere in the country can find at least one radio station that is essentially all conservative programming almost all day long. Like, we take that for granted, and that didn't exist even in Coughlin's time. Like, that he was one voice that would air in a slot, you know, once a day on his own station and perhaps once a week on other stations. So it was a little bit different. There is an indirect connection, which is that Coughlin's controversial politics really did alienate the radio networks. And so they kept conservative voices off the air in the late 30s and 40s because they had such a bad experience with Coughlin. So that leaves listeners feeling like conservative listeners feeling like they're underrepresented in the media. So in a sense, Coughlin plays an indirect role in the rise of the radio right.
Okay, for this radio right, what happened to these folks? Because I do remember, as a little boy, hearing vaguely about Billy James Hargis. He's the one that I really remember, and Clarence Mannion. I didn't really know anything about Carl McIntyre. What happened to these guys when LBJ and JFK tried to crack down on them?
A variety of things. Some of them just slid into kind of regional significance and then into insignificance, like Carl McIntyre. Others like Hargis. Hargis is a bit like Jerry Falwell Jr. He started a Christian university, then got involved in a sex scandal involving both men and women, and had to kind of leave the ministry behind for a while, though he had a second career as a kind of health, wealth, and prosperity preacher in the 80s. So all of them went into a sharp decline after the early 70s.
Okay, this is fascinating stuff. I can't wait to get the book. The book is called The Radio Right, and the subtitle, How a Band of Broadcasters Took on the Federal Government and Built the Modern Conservative Movement. The author, who I look forward to speaking to again, is Paul Matsko. We'll be right back on The Michael Medved Show.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now, but if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms could mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's no reason, none, why we should not deliver another major pandemic relief package to help the American people through what seems poised to be the last chapters of this battle.
That's Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell opening the Senate on Monday for business after the Thanksgiving recess. The Kentucky Republican continues.
This morning we got yet another major sign of hope. More data appear to confirm that the vaccine developed by Moderna is more than 94% effective.
The Supreme Court on Monday heard oral arguments in President Trump's effort to exclude illegal immigrants from population totals used to divvy up congressional seats. It's the second case the high court has considered in the 2 years related to the census and illegal immigrants. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved show, it's true that the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down today, down 272 points. The Dow Jones ends the month of November 29,638.64. But that means still on a pace for this month, which just concluded, making it one of the biggest growth months in terms of the market value, in recent history. And that's a good thing. And we also have other good news, despite the market dip today. And it's not just financial news, it's news on how we all live our lives. The Secretary of Health and Human Services, Alex Azar, who is somebody who has taken a tremendous amount of grief as for his role in the Trump administration and handling the coronavirus, well, he had this very good news that he could share on CBS this morning. This would be clip six.
A week ago, Pfizer submitted their application for emergency authorization, and then Moderna today is going to be submitting. With Pfizer, we at the FDA announced an advisory committee for December the 10th, and if everything is on track, everything proves out what it appears to be, we could be looking at approval within days after that. Moderna is basically 1 week behind that, and General Perna has said from Operation Warp Speed that we'll ship within 24 hours of FDA authorization. So we could be seeing both of these vaccines out and getting into people's arms before Christmas.
Okay, that's extraordinary. And that is a gigantic triumph for the country. It's a particular triumph for the Trump administration. And no, it's not true that President Trump personally developed the vaccine, but he certainly laid the groundwork and the encouragement for these companies to develop their vaccine. The latest is from Moderna. And the headline in Forbes says Moderna submits COVID-19 vaccine for emergency approval, says it is 100% effective at preventing severe forms of disease. Moderna will submit its COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use approval in the U.S. today after brand new trial data showed it to be 94% effective at preventing the disease altogether, findings that are consistent with earlier data from the phase 3 clinical trial. New findings involved over 30,000 participants showed the vaccine to be 100% effective, not just 94%, at preventing severe COVID-19, and 94% effective at preventing the disease more broadly. The no serious safety concerns were identified, the company said. The side effects are limited to injection site pain, headache, and fatigue. I'll take that. Okay, that sounds like it's very much worth getting this particular vaccine. Off the back of the results and having collected the requisite 2 months of safety data, Moderna says it will apply for emergency use authorization from the U.S.'s Food and Drug Administration, as well as seek conditional marketing authorization from the European Medicines Agency. Company says it has been informed that the FDA will meet to consider the vaccine on December 17th. So, yes, before Christmas. That's a week before Christmas. It is under the aegis of the Trump administration. 20 million, that is the total number of doses that Moderna expects to have ready to ship to the U.S. all across the country by the end of 2020. That's enough for 10 million people to be vaccinated, as the vaccine requires 2 doses. The company says it's on track to manufacture between 500 million to 1 billion doses of this new vaccine globally in 2021. This is the most hopeful news we've had so far. Speaking about the results, CEO Stefan Bancel emphasized the vaccine's high success rate and, in particular, its ability to prevent severe disease. We believe that our vaccine will provide a new and powerful tool that may change the course of this pandemic and help prevent severe disease, hospitalizations, and death. Moderna's announcement today is significant for a number of reasons. Forbes writes, because it's more promising than the vaccine candidate from Pfizer and BioNTech, which has also been submitted for regulatory approval after promising trial results. Because the reason this is preferable to those other vaccines is because it requires far less onerous storage requirements. For science, it is also a significant milestone using RNA technology that has not yet managed to make it to market. So all of this is very positive. And coming right in time to maybe do something about the crisis with our schools. Jason Riley, who's been a guest on the show many times from the Wall Street Journal, was on Fox News Sunday talking about how necessary it is that we move beyond the shutdown strategy. Listen.
Talk of a shutdown is just crazy talk at this point. I mean, we lost more than 20 million jobs during the first shutdown. We saw depression-era unemployment rates. The idea that we would want to return to that, you know, third quarter economic growth was record-breaking, more than 30%. The fourth quarter is off to a very good start. You see optimism among investors in the stock market. Why we are even talking about a shutdown, I think, is just ridiculous. And we, you're right about the fatigue as well, among COVID fatigue, as they call it. And we saw more holiday travel than I think a lot of people were expecting, and that reflects the COVID fatigue. But it also, I think, reflects the fact that people see these elected officials not following their own public health edicts. And people say to themselves, well, you know, I look at Governor Newsom out in California, I look at Andrew Cuomo in New York, I look at the mayor of Denver, and they don't seem to be following what they're telling us to do. I think all those elected officials take this seriously. They're just weighing the risk and taking precautions and saying, you know, if I get it, I'll be okay. We know better how to treat it. We've got a vaccine around the corner. Trust the American people to make those same decisions. And, of course, the Supreme Court has now told us that just because there's a pandemic doesn't mean our civil liberties can be suspended.
Okay, which was a very important 5-4 Supreme Court decision, which said, no, Andrew Cuomo does not have the ability to shut down religious services when other comparable activities are allowed and encouraged. And a particularly wonderful concurring opinion by Justice Neil Gorsuch. All three of the Trump appointees were instrumental and necessary for that court decision, which was released on Wednesday evening. Dr. Fauci also has a surprising statement about the fact that kids actually need to be in school. And what does he say about that? We will get to that. And we will also talk a little bit about what was heralded as an epic event in the history of sports, because there was an amazing kick. I mean, really an amazing kick. Now, it wasn't the winning cause, but, you know, the kick traveled 20 yards in the air, and it actually went a total of nearly 30 yards down the field. Why was that so amazing? We'll tell you. And there's also some bad news from the world of sports. We'll tell you that as well. Coming up on the MedVet Show.
Michael, you know everything about anything.
Michael MedVet.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
It's not over.
Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Michael Medved show, Dr. Fauci, who obviously I think is among the most respected voices, I think it's safe to say, certainly among the most authoritative, experienced voices when it comes to actually experience in handling infectious diseases. He's been in that job for a very, very long time. Here's what he had to say about the ongoing problem of kids missing classwork at school. Listen.
I know your default position is that you'd like to see the schools open, but how do you make that happen, and how would you advise the incoming Biden administration on getting a sort of unified response?
Well, you know, Martha, that's a good question. We get asked it all the time. You know, we say it not being facetiously as a soundbite or anything, but, you know, close the bars and keep the schools open is what we really say. Obviously, you don't have one size fits all, but as I said in the past, and as you accurately quoted me, the default position should be to try as best as possible within reason to keep the children in school or to get them back to school. The best way to ensure the safety of the children in school is to get the community level of spread low. So if you mitigate the things that you know are causing spread in a very, very profound way, in a robust way, if you bring that down, you will then indirectly and ultimately protect the children in the school, because the community level is determined how things go across the board. So my feeling would be the same thing. If you look at the data, the spread among children and from children is not really very big at all, not like one would have suspected. So let's try to get the kids back.
Okay, this is clearly a desperate national need and priority. And I think it would be very helpful if the president-elect maybe even got together with the president. They need to do that at some point or another. And see what we can do to make sure that happens. Because you don't want, kids are going to go back to school now, but then we're going to have a new president and new people, and they're going to say, no, let's do a shutdown again. The Federalist has a piece, 195 million Chinese students are in school, why aren't our kids? And then there's a big new piece we're going to talk about tomorrow from the Washington Post about the permanent damage, conceivably lifelong damage, that is being done to some children because of our seeming inability to handle this. And by the way, speaking of the COVID-19, news from the world of football, the Ravens-Steelers game has been postponed again, this time tentatively to Wednesday because of a coronavirus outbreak. The game was originally supposed to take place Thanksgiving night in Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh, of course, is 10-0. I mean, they have the best record in football at the moment. And Ravens are also a top team, very competitive. So the game was originally scheduled Thanksgiving night in Pittsburgh. It was postponed first to Sunday, and then it was postponed to Tuesday following a series of positive coronavirus tests among the Baltimore Ravens players and staffers. If the game is played on Wednesday, it will still count toward week 12. Much more important, of course, tonight, they're going ahead. Seahawks versus Philadelphia Eagles. Go Hawks. Okay. There was another great moment in football, and perhaps the greatest moment ever. Ever. In any football game. I mean, it has been so heralded. It was such an amazing feat. Now, it's true, the Vanderbilt Commodores, this is Vanderbilt University in Tennessee, and their team is called the Commodores. But now, do they need to be called the Commodorettes? Sarah Fuller made history as the first female to compete in the SEC in a football game. And she handled the kickoff to begin the second half of a game, which her team ended up, it wasn't their best game ever. They lost 41-0. Okay, they did. Vanderbilt lost to Missouri. But in any event, here is the way it sounded when the overly enthusiastic sports commentators brought this epical event to the world. Listen.
And Sarah Fuller will kick off for Vanderbilt to become the very first woman to compete in the Southeastern Conference in a football game and a Power 5 football game. And there she is, wearing number 32, her soccer jersey number, and just 6 days ago was winning an SEC soccer tournament championship in Orange Beach, Alabama. And wouldn't you know it, history is on the field in Columbia, Missouri, as Sarah Fuller is about to put her right foot into a football, speaking volumes to women around the world.
Awesome, awesome moment. You can hear the crowd. Everybody understands what's happening right now. This is a pretty cool moment.
And the kick down at the 35-yard line, and Sarah Fuller. Happy Thanksgiving. What a day. What a day in college football.
Okay. She got that kick off down there. Now, generally, if your kick ends up giving your opponent the ball on the 35-yard line, it's not an unmitigated triumph. And what I find remarkable is the commentators for ESPN, they're saying things like, it speaks volumes to women around the world. You can just imagine women in Saudi Arabia or Iran, they hear this. They think, now there's hope for us. By the way, she was chosen as the special teams player of the SEC. Following her one kick against Missouri to open the second half, the SEC named her the special teams player of the week, along with Florida's Kadarius Toney. The SEC wrote, she took the opening kickoff of the second half against the Tigers as her perfectly executed kick sailed nearly 30 yards and was downed at the Missouri 35-yard line. Well, congratulations. Now, there's another woman breaking barriers in sports, though it's in fiction. And I don't believe there's any real role model for the main character in the Queen's Gambit. But that doesn't prevent this hit from absolutely chewing up NIDA leadership. It's one of the most successful streaming movies ever, series ever. And here's a quick review.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Anya Taylor-Joy shines as an introvert orphan girl who becomes an internationally ranked chess star of the 1960s in the prodigiously popular The Queen's Gambit, a 7-episode series streaming on Netflix.
Chess isn't always competitive. Chess can also be beautiful. I feel safe in an entire world of just 64 squares.
But that world can't keep her safe from her own addiction to pills and alcohol, which helped give this whole series a dark, foreboding atmosphere. This skillfully crafted, well-acted concoction does feel padded and pokey in its middle sections, but by the end of November had already reached more than 60 million viewers, and it sparked revived worldwide interest in the game of chess. At its best, it's creepily compelling, but in terms of emotional satisfaction, it plays only to a stalemate. Rated TV VMA, 2.5 stars for the international hit The Queen's Gambit. Okay, now I know that even members of our staff love this series. Just love this series. And they would grumble, and I'm here, Jeremy grumbling in the background here. The 2.5 stars, it deserves more than that. Well, it certainly has changed the world. And the sale of chess sets, the interest in chess, and of course part of this is it's a perfect distraction during a pandemic. And no, you can play, of course, chess electronically, or you can also use a board. And I will tell you that even just the conversation about how chess is making a comeback makes me want to go into the closet and take out this very nice chessboard that I got, oh, maybe 25 years ago, maybe more. But the whole idea was it was going to be something that I was going to share with my son, the way that my late father shared chess with me. It turns out we never did that. But maybe now there's time. There's time tomorrow to talk about online education, why it fails, and what we need to do about it. And also, do we need to ban the word black? Why would we? We'll get to that and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Here's my...
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.